Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid-Prairie Marching Band Director David Koontz.
What is the band performing at the competition?
Well, this year we're doing a show called The Music of Chase, which is music written by a trumpet player named Bill Chase, who had a band back in the early 70s, late 60s, that was four trumpet players, a rhythm section, and a singer, kind of like Blood, Sweat, and Tears or Chicago, but the only horns were trumpets. And we're doing a show with obviously a lot of trumpet playing, but everybody's got a lot of playing. It's a rocking show.
Did you have to transpose the music yourself, or was that already done as far as having parts for different instruments than just the trumpets?
I got the music. I had the music. We did this show once 6 years ago, so I had the music. The big thing for me this year is I have a couple new tenor drum players, and I've been really writing them some parts that are not only playable by them, but playable by me. I have taken the parts and simplified them a little bit so that we can play them successfully, because they were pretty demanding. And so I've arranged the tenor drum part, but other than that, the stock arrangement we're using is very, very good.
Would you say overall that this music is maybe more challenging for the Mid-Prairie Marching Band?
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is one of the most challenging shows I have ever done in the 19 years I've been here, but we really like it, and so we're taking on that challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Full steam.
Yeah. And what would you say is most exciting, or what you like most about this repertoire and this show?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I'd have to say the end, because the last song is very fast, and it actually accelerates in tempo near the ending. And the drill and the movement on the field gets very active, and it's very exciting. And the show ends full bore with a lot of energy and very powerful music.
And how many competitions does the band have in store this fall?
We traditionally do two contests. We go to the Wilton Festival of Bands the first weekend in October. And then we always go to State Marching Band Contest in Pella during the second weekend in October, when everybody in this part of the state who goes to marching band competitions is going to state.
And those are right next to each other, you know, back-to-back those weekends.
Oh, yeah. This is the height of the marching band season, the next 2 weeks for everybody who has a competitive marching band. This is the pinnacle of the season, the next couple weeks.
Did the band perform halftime at the homecoming game?
Oh, we've played at every game. We've had three games so far. We've got two left to go. At the homecoming game, that's the one game where we don't do the show, because we play music to introduce each of our homecoming court candidates. So we work up some music that week specifically for that event. And then our game last Friday, we did the whole show for the first time, and it was quite a night.
Yeah.
It was a busy night at halftime. We had the dance team and the marching band's full show, and yeah, it was exciting.
How do you think the band felt performing the whole show for the first time in front of an audience?
Oh, I think they were very excited about it. I mean, I'm certainly nervous because it was the first time we did the whole show. I mean, we left the field knowing there's some things we can improve, and over the last 2 days, we've improved what we needed to do the most improvement on a lot better. We needed, the ending of the show, like I said, is demanding, and so we've been really working on making the ending of the show very good and clean.
What else has been new, or things that the band has improved on, or what you've, I guess, enjoyed this year?
Well, the greatest thing about this year is my band is bigger. I have about 15 more people in marching band than last year, so that's been great. It's been exciting. It's given everybody in band more energy, just pumped us up that we're bigger, better. We're excited about that. So that's been by far the biggest and best thing, is we're just bigger. We can do more. We have a pit. That's the people who play on the sideline. We have a lot more people playing, and that adds a lot to the music.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mid Prairie Marching Band Director David Koontz. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.